This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, when we get a chance, we're talking about Veterans Day at the moment, but on the way, Missouri University Police are now requesting that students contact them if they encounter hurtful speech. We'll get back to the wussification of the college campuses out there. It just keeps getting worse, it seems. Dean and Mark in the studio with you here tonight. For those of you just tuning in, Mark, you just, in the last hour, the very last portion of the last hour, told a story about a man named Charles White Whittlesey.
That's right.
He was the leader of a particular lost battalion in World War I that was just ravaged by the German troops after being cut off from their other troops or whatever.
Right.
And
behind enemy lines at the Somme and the Argonne Forest.
Hundreds of people perished during this battle.
Nearly 200.
Yeah. And this guy ended up killing himself shortly after the war. He jumped off a
couple
ship.
Years.
Jumped off some kind of harbor freight ship or something.
Yeah, he was headed from New York to Havana, and he,
Left a note? Did you say he left a note?
He left several notes.
Okay.
He left letters to all of his loved ones, including the letter from the German officer that was requesting his surrender. Mm-hmm. This was sort of, this is a valuable piece of history. That letter he left to his second in command, who was, that was George G. McGurdy. It's a sad story.
And was it in his letters that he expressed that he didn't want to live with himself anymore, and that, sick of seeing the death in his dreams or his nightmares?
We don't know entirely what are in the letters. That so many veterans kill themselves, it usually has to do with some kind of remorse, some kind of,
torture.
Yeah, it's pain. Oftentimes it's, regret surrounding who they weren't able to save and that sort of thing. In this case, he had nearly half of his men were dead. Close to half of his men died
in
this conflict. And that's really the question. In World War I, it's abundantly clear to many people who fought in it that it really wasn't for anything.
Well, some politicians said so there must have been an important reason for that.
At that time, that was often it, but you sort of go there with this this romantic feeling of, I'm going to get off the farm, and I'm going to do something important, and I'm going to make a difference.
Women love a man in uniform.
You catch a bullet for nothing. Your life has changed. You see all kinds of horrifying things. The most horrifying war
that
had been fought.
Yeah, what's that really worth?
And essentially nothing changed for people on the Allied side. Nothing particularly good was created by this. What would have been the terrible thing if Germany had taken Alsace-Lorraine or whatever, this area in France that it wanted from France?
Nothing.
What difference would it make if a few counties were on one side or the other side of the border of Germany and France? Ultimately, to today's world. And mostly what World War I brought us, and especially the United States' intervention in World War I, was World War II.
Whoopee.
And that's great, right? Like, World War I brought us the rise of communism. If it hadn't have been for Russia's involvement in World War I, you probably would have seen some kind of transition that didn't result in Stalin ending up as killing millions of Russians. You would have probably seen some kind of, ask historians, you would have seen some kind of transition that didn't result in the corporal, Adolf Hitler, ascending to power in Germany and killing millions. You would have had all these millions of people not die, all this lack of suffering. And it really comes down to this the nonsense of World War One, and you can look at the United States specifically as far as Adolf Hitler goes, because if the United States hadn't gotten involved, if Woodrow Wilson wouldn't have broken weak on his promise, if the United States wouldn't have gotten involved, then the weight, the scales, the balance of the war wouldn't have been thrown off so greatly. Germany wouldn't have got this tyrannical Treaty of Versailles, wouldn't have been shoved down their throats, and they wouldn't have felt the necessity to lash back in World War II and, you know, bring somebody to power like Chancellor Adolf Hitler. So I guess we can look at World War II, and we can, if you just look at it in individually, which is a highly
shouldn't do that with history.
Dishonest way to look at history. If you just look at World War II, you can say we saved the Jews. That's what we fought the war for. We fought to save the Jews.
But that wasn't the reason.
That wasn't the reason the war was
they
fought
didn't
at
know.
All.
Wasn't it true that they didn't know? The United States didn't know about the, you know, the killings of the Jews by the time they got into the war.
Well, Life
they
magazine
know about the death camps.
Life magazine had done well. There weren't death camps at the time.
Right.
There were, you know, concentration camps, because places like the United States and Western countries wouldn't allow the Jews to emigrate,
mm-hmm.
which was that's a pretty big deal. When the United States turns around the ship of the damned, go look it up, Google it. There's a ship full of Jews, comes into New York Harbor. The people in the United States, the government, will not allow them to come here. They all died in
probably
concentration
camps. Probably wouldn't let them come
camp.
Here today, too.
I don't know the answer to that.
Donald Trump,
sorry,
sure
your paperwork is no good.
Yeah.
You can't come here. How can you come here with no paperwork? You know? And so all these people died in concentration camps. They died in gas chambers and these sorts of things because they didn't have paperwork and couldn't come in. Sorry. And, I mean, you know, if it was about the Jews, if it was about saving the Jews, then, well, we could have done that. The Quakers went there before World War One, before World War II, attempting to set up a system. They brought a few Jews over, but they weren't able to get the United States government to capitulate. United States Quakers attempt to set something up after Kristallnacht, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't get through the bureaucracy. So
Kristallnacht was the Night of the Broken Glass. Is that where people were kidnapped?
Yeah, it was a recent anniversary. I can't remember. A few nights ago was the anniversary of it. And that was when Jewish shops were destroyed by brown shirts and all the broken glass. It was called Kristallnacht. So I guess what I want to know, the question I'm asking is if we remove the good wars, let's remove the Revolutionary War.
There are no good wars.
I'm talking to the average person. I'm not talking to you, Ian. I know how you feel about wars. I'd be happy to talk to you specifically about the Revolutionary War, which I consider to be sort of one of the best. But if we remove the Revolutionary War, and if we remove, say, World War II from the conversation, what were these wars fought about? So I'm removing the good ones, and you got to tell me, what's the value? Because the United States has been at war the vast majority of its existence. And what's the value to these wars? What do you see as the value? Because I, as a Quaker, as a pacifist, I'm not interested in them, and I don't want to pay for them, and I don't want to be involved in them. I want them to stop immediately. I want the United
States. Well, Mark, if it weren't for the soldiers, you'd be speaking German right now.
Right. I said we were going to remove World War II. I can make an argument against World War II, but
if it weren't for the soldiers, you'd be speaking Korean right now.
I suspect not. I suspect the Koreans would be speaking Korean right now. Right. Like, you know, on the one side of the Korean War was China. Probably South Korea would have been overrun. And it would be, I don't know, like China, which is ultimately getting freer at this time.
Mm.
I can see that there are instances where you will see more freedom for people, these wars. But what is it? What business is it of the U.S. taxpayer, the average U.S. taxpayer, whether or not South Korea exists or doesn't exist? I don't know.
That's the question for our audience, is what you're saying. Our toll-free number here, 855-453. What's the value?
If we're thanking veterans for their service.
I'm not.
Okay. Well, I respect the bravery. I understand where they're coming from. I get the sacrifices that these guys have made. But as far as thanking you for your service means that I have to thank, I'm thanking you for what you did. And ultimately, I don't know what that's about. The United States government, it seems to me, has sent so many of its valuable young people off to die for very little.
Yeah, if I'm going to thank a veteran, it's going to be for the service of leaving the war, leaving, turning around and walking away, going AWOL, bailing out, coming home and doing something productive with their lives. 855-450-FREE or Skype us at LRN.FM.
Can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share and medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark your question for our audience here. in regards to it being Veterans Day is, what's the value, this is my understanding of it, what's the value of war? These, specifically the wars, you exempted World War II and the Revolutionary War. What about all those other wars? The Korean War, Vietnam War, the World War I. What is the value of going to those wars? Was that your kind of your question?
Yeah, I think that removing those two sort of complicated wars in many ways makes the question significantly easier to ask. And on Veterans Day, you're asked, not Armistice Day. Veterans Day, Armistice Day was turned into Veterans Day, and I think in many ways it's changed the flavor of it. You're asked to thank a veteran for their service. Not to recognize valor, not to recognize the sacrifice, not to consider what the cost is for these people and what they've given, but to essentially honor the nation. Because what you're supposed to do is thank them for their service.
To the state.
Right. Their service that suggests, therefore, that the service itself was good.
Right. And it also suggests that the service was to you, meaning that the service was to the person doing the thanking, when in point of fact, the service was to the politicians. That's who they were ultimately serving. Those are the people who are giving them the orders that they were following. They are serving the state. They are not serving your interests. I don't believe that your interests are served by going to war. I think that only serves the interests of the politicians and the military-industrial complex.
There may very well be a just war. And, you know, throughout human history, you might be able to find a handful of them.
Maybe if it weren't funded by coercion, you could possibly consider a war to be just.
Well, even if you're not looking at coercion, even if you're looking at, if it's a defensive war, you can see why it might, if in any war there's going to be an aggressor and a defender,
mm-hmm.
right? So in that case, defending yourself in that situation, that's not a particularly bad thing, right?
Yeah, but what is bad is the way it's funded. So when the state funds its wars, whether it's defensive or offensive, and I don't remember the last time there was a defensive one here, it's funding them through the threat of violence against the very people that it's purportedly defending. So in point of fact, it's actually aggressing against everyone in order to supposedly defend them.
It's a true statement, but that doesn't make the war bad. And any more than roads are bad because roads are paid for by taxes doesn't make the war bad because the war is paid for by taxes. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I see where you're coming from.
So that's the point I'm trying to make here is that I'll go ahead and say, okay, I'm willing to, as a pacifist, I'm willing to say there's a possibility for a just war.
Well, you may be able to drive on the road, but that doesn't mean it's a just road. It was built with stolen money.
Well, it's a good road because it's...
They're not even that good.
It doesn't...
When the last time you drove was?
Well, I don't know the comparison. It's difficult. When I see privately funded roads, I see publicly funded roads. Mm-hmm. I don't see a big difference between them generally. Now, I don't know what kind of huge technological advancements we'd have in the what I would call a mature technology of... roads of asphalt. Would there be huge leaps forward if the government wasn't involved? We can't answer that question any more than we can say would children's early childhood education be better if we got the state out of it. We don't know because the state is thoroughly involved in both roads and schools. So that's a difficult question to answer. It doesn't really address my Veterans Day question, which is what's the value of these wars. We can look at these wars historically, removing World War II, removing the Revolutionary War, because those are the ones that people are most passionate about. That's the one where you get the finger pointed at you and you hate America. If you don't support our boys who fought in World War II, you hate America. Well, it's easy for me to say, look, World War II wouldn't have existed without World War I, and that was a mistake of statecraft committed by Woodrow Wilson. He had that decision in hand. He chose the wrong way. Everybody makes mistakes. They don't have the benefit of history. But World War I undeniably created World War II. Now, the Revolutionary War, I can make an argument against that, too. I can say, well, without the Revolutionary War, without the string of revolts in the colonies that led to the Revolutionary War, and it didn't end with the Revolutionary War either. It the Shays Rebellion, the Whiskey Rebellion, and other revolts after that also. But maybe the United States is just a revolutionary place. Maybe it's a difficult place to rule. Maybe a republic isn't the right thing for the United States. Especially a federal republic, and like we have with Washington, D.C. ruling.
It's definitely not the right thing. We need to get rid of that crap.
As a city-state over the rest of the nation. But if you look at just the neighbor to the north, Canada, I don't know of a single revolt that existed in Canada. For whatever reason, the 49th parallel, if that's what it is, I think it is, the 49th parallel, just above that, we don't have revolutions.
Maybe there's nice something you just don't know. I mean, you know, how intimately familiar are you with Canadian history?
Not very, but I haven't had anybody call in, 12 years and rebut my claim.
Well, there's the invitation. If there's anyone in Canada listening who can let us know about any revolutions or revolutionary resistance up there, feel free to dial us up. Even if it's not tonight, another night, you know, if you're listening on podcast, clue us in. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
But if you look at, hey, you compare the United States to Canada, is it that bad up north? I mean, the weather stinks, but ultimately, if you just sort of look at their government and look at their people and look at their policies, there's really not that much difference.
I like the Canadian police better, generally.
Well, I don't come in contact with them, but the Canadians, I see all kinds of complaints about their police from them, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying they're great.
I'm just saying there's essentially no difference between the United States and
Canada. It's
very
similar.
And Canada has shows up currently higher on the world freedom charts than the United States does. But one might claim that that just has to do with ruling a tenth of the amount of people as the United States does. I don't know. Some people would claim that it has to do with a variety of different reasons. Mm-hmm. But the United States and Canada is marginally freer than the United States, the land of the free and the home of the brave. But Canada's fought nearly as many wars. Many times it followed England into battle, and then after that it's followed the United States into battle. So, the Revolutionary War, which not comparatively as far as wars go, not that many people died in. What was it that important?
Yeah. So is Canada really that much worse off because they still have the Queen, right?
Well, they barely have the Queen.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's changed that she's not as...
She's on the money, I mean, but she's nothing else.
No, she's not in control of Canada.
When was the last time the Queen told Canada how it had to rule itself?
And that's my point, right? Like, they didn't have to have a Revolutionary War, and they're relatively, disconnected from Great Britain.
They are disconnected. And they got a kind of a cool flag with that maple leaf and stuff, you know? If the United States merged with Canada, could we get rid of the stars and just have like 51 or 50 or 60 maple leaves in the field of blue?
You can do whatever you want, man. I'm not going to merge with anybody.
I'm just saying. People would like that.
So the other issue, so the question you've asked is, you know, what's the value of these wars? But the other issue is the suicides, right? So not just looking at war from this large perspective of, oh, well, this country fought this country, going down and zooming in on the individual. This is so destructive. What is it, 22?
22 veterans kill themselves a day in the United States.
Every day? Today.
A day.
That's current.
Sadly. Well, it's Veterans Day. Probably more did.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
The revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. And we're inviting you to join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Just drop on by lrn.fm in the Skype land, and we will get you on the air. You'll actually sound a lot better if you're on Skype almost every time, unless you've got some sort of terrible internet connection or you're uploading a torrent or something like that. Hook up Skype, use username lrn.fm, and you can join the conversation. That's lrn.fm. on Skype. The conversation tonight so far has been about Veterans Day here, which used to be known as Armistice Day, back when it was more of a celebration of the end of war, moving back toward peace. Now it's more of like a celebration of war, and this constant thank you for your service, this worshiping the troops, this blind obedience to the state. This is supposed to be what's valuable. Your service, meaning the person who's the troop, or who was the troop, the veteran, doing whatever they were told. Thanks for doing whatever it was you were told by some politician who we all know are a bunch of liars, crooks, thieves, and scumbags, and somehow that's honorable? To do what a scumbag tells you to do?
Well, it is honor. It's the definition of honor.
To do what a scumbag tells you.
Well, I'm sorry. Honor has a long and storied career of being associated with military service. So, I don't... I guess there's a nuance between your position and my position here.
I don't think so, Mark. Honor has to do with honesty, fairness, or integrity in one's beliefs and actions. I guess if your belief is to do whatever you're told by some thug, that you could maybe say that was honorable, but that seems like a stretch.
Look, I'm not gonna sit here and say that veterans, many of them didn't act in extraordinarily courageous manners.
Sure, I'll give you that.
Yep, courageous.
Some guys got rescued and saved, and people got saved or whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna say
there's all kinds of stories about that.
And I'm gonna say that there's many of them, the sacrifices were huge. The willingness to make the sacrifice is valued by many people. I'd say that the biggest sacrifice you can make, personally, for me, the biggest sacrifice you can make is living the life you want. That oftentimes that can be...
How's that a sacrifice?
Well, because it will anger some people. If you live the life you want, many times your family wants you to live a certain way.
Okay.
And if you come from a long line of people who've served in the military, it could be an expectation that you just go into the military,
right,
at 18. And it could be a real sacrifice to decide I'm going to start my own business or, I'm...
So you're sacrificing the adoration and respect of your family members in that case. Or maybe someone could sacrifice a really good-paying job, like working for the military-industrial complex, in return for going and doing something that's actually fulfilling but doesn't make as much money.
I've known many, many people who have chosen, look, I just can't work here because of your association with weapons manufacturing or whatever it is that that they just don't have the ability to work around or work around any longer once they begin to see what these weapons are being used for and this sort of thing. The notion of a just war, I'm not against the notion of a just war. I'm not saying that they don't exist. I'm looking for it. Show me the just war. I have asked to remove the Revolutionary War and World War II from the conversation because I think that those can get very complicated. But I did give rebuttals for them. So, yeah, nonetheless, I think that's my Veterans Day ramble.
To the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Mike in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mike.
Yes, hi. I would like to discuss a little bit about prisons in the United States and what's going on.
Sure. What's going on?
Well, this is just kind of like an action and consequence type thing. And I think what's happening is most cities across the United States, for a lot of reasons, are not able to balance their budgets. Costs are rising, for example, pension benefits, health care, things like that, paid to retirees and things. And unfortunately, the cities, as a result of short-sightedness over the decades, have not prepared properly for those expenditures. And so what they're doing is they're using police officers to go out and raise hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know what the figures are, of course, but if you start looking at some of the courthouses that have been built, multi-million-dollar courthouse facilities, you can't be building structures like that and not have some kind of a huge payoff. And I would guess that if someone were to do some research on it, they would find out, like, here in where I live, for example, a courthouse was built, let's say, 5 or 10 years ago. And I think several of the courthouses here have been built from scratch, brand-new courthouses, multi-million-dollar facilities, and that's because they've got to be raking in, I don't know, let's say $10 million a year or whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's at least here in New Hampshire, which is a much smaller place than Detroit. They're raking in probably thousands of dollars a day in the smaller courts, and maybe tens of thousands in the larger courts.
You're sitting in them and you're watching.
Yeah, I've been there. Right, I've seen the convictions.
Right. Well, here's the problem. Problem is that the average person is out, trying to live their life. They're trying to go to work. They're trying to do their errands. They're trying to pay the bills, things like that. And they're stopped for a lot of times just crazy, stupid stuff, for like lane changing without a blinker or something ridiculous.
Marijuana possession.
That's maybe legitimate. I'm just talking about like myself, for example. I was stopped several times, my wife and I together, I think her once and me maybe 3 or 4 times, on total bullcrap. In fact,
I'm with you, man. There's a bunch of trumped up nonsense, but marijuana possession is always trumped up nonsense. I mean, it's never legitimate to take somebody's freedom away because they have a plant.
Of course.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But the thing that I'm trying to get to is that for every And I'm not saying there is not a legitimate need for traffic police officers. Of course there is, okay, because there are felons that, you know, have done heinous things and they're on the loose and all that. What I'm saying is that for every traffic stop that is, let's say, total BS, that amount of effort that would have gone into that traffic stop and the resources that were utilized to do that, okay, instead of being reappropriated to something like stopping burglaries, home invasions, auto theft, assaults, murders, rapes, armed robberies, you know, things like that. That means basically that that misdirection of resources is actually facilitating those other crimes, right?
Well, to some extent, I mean, I can see, there's a good argument for that. Sure.
I think you're right about that, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And so, it's unfortunate, but I think that it's something that should be ignored. I don't think it's something that we can just say, well, you know, it's just the cost of doing business. I think that it's not just a lack of foresight. I think it really involves a certain amount of motive and intent. That borders on malfeasance, because people, when they control a city, when they do governance over a city, for example, and they do all of the different appropriations that a city needs, and of course there are multitudes of them. I went to a city council one meeting one time. I'll give you an example. All right, in a matter of 15 to 30 seconds, the whole council had voted to spend $50,000 a pop on 10 different police cars, brand new police cars. Okay,
right, and like this is an incredible amount of money. I've talked about this multiple times on the radio program. If you want to stop speeders, and many people want people to move about orderly on the highway. There's no doubt about it. If you want to stop speeders, the last thing you need is a bunch of cops on the road, because what cops do is they make a more dangerous road. There's flashing blue lights on the side. There's some guy walking along the edge. I don't know how many dozen police officers get knocked into a ditch every year. And it's it's an expensive way of doing it. If you wanted to put up cameras, speed cameras, catch everybody who's going 1 mile an hour over the speed limit, then you'd have relatively quickly people would be going the speed limit, which, by the way, is usually way too slow for the given road. And then at that point, they're slowing down traffic and making it a worse place to be. But hopefully they would raise speed limits to something that's reasonable. But technology has solved the problem of having police on roads, but government hasn't caught up and won't catch up.
Thanks for the call tonight, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you. I definitely share your concerns with the over-policing of America. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With Easy DNS, you found a keeper. Easy DNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. Easy DNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeCig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, Veterans Day edition of the program. You can join us here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll just, you know, your question will be open for the rest of the show, Mark, to anybody who feels like answering it, which is, what's the value of these wars, ultimately? To the people who are performing the fighting, to the people who are left without loved ones after the fact? What is the value? And suddenly there's value to the politicians. There's value to them because, you know, they're getting kickbacks from the military-industrial complex. And there's value to the military-industrial complex because they're getting support from the government in the form of paychecks and, you know, checks for the bombs and the tanks and the the aircraft carriers and the things that are being built to go to these wars. So certainly those people will see it as valuable. But what about you? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And I saw you reaching for the bag over there, Mark. It was during the show, the previous show segment. And it's just so noisy, so I didn't want you to do it. But now, since we're going to talk about nuts.com, why don't you grab the bag while we're on the air? So that way, if people are hearing you make rustling bag noises, it'll make more sense. And it won't be as distracting since we're talking about it. Now, I have to say, I love what you have in your hands there, the 5-pound bag of these chocolate covered pretzels.
It's probably closer to 2.5 pounds.
Oh, you told me it was 5 pounds last night.
It was.
So yeah, nuts.com. We've got some great treats. It's not all nuts, but the nuts are very, very high quality. We have some cashews in there. We even have like an organic trail mix, which I had to actually give that back to you the first day and tell you to keep it away from me because we want to have some of this stuff by the end of the week so all of our co-hosts can try it.
Some what I always called turtles in my home, but they're pecans that are covered in caramel and chocolate.
Yeah, basically straight candy. It's delicious. I have restricted myself to only one turtle thus far, so I've been doing good with that.
We have to have enough left over for the other hosts.
So go to nuts.com. You get 4 free samples. If you're a new customer there, you get to choose from over 50 options. That's a $15 value for free, in addition to your, I think it's a minimum order of $25, over at nuts.com. Click on their microphone. Use code FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live at nuts.com. And they've got way more than just nuts there. Dried fruit, sweet treats like those chocolate-covered pretzels that are awesome. Even got cooking and baking goods, almond flour, chia seeds, spices, grains, any powder you might want to throw in your smoothie, coffees and teas even. Mark, I know you're a big coffee guy.
Yeah, I'll look through what they've got there, but I've got
39 different kinds of coffee and over 170 flavors. So go and check it out over at nuts.com. That's nuts. .com with code FTL.
I got their newsletter today, and it made one small tear of desire roll down the side of my face when I saw the pecan pie that you can get for ordering $75 worth of an order at nuts.com. They'll give you an 8-inch pecan pie with your order, and it says pop the pie in the oven at 350 for at the most 10 minutes, and once that sweet aroma of pecan pie fills your kitchen, you'll know it's ready to enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving from our family to yours. Oh, God, this pie looks good.
Nuts.com, use code FTL, get the 4 free samples with your first order. Pretty awesome deal. Great quality products. Great packaging. It looks great.
Yeah, it's high quality.
You'll definitely want to give this as a gift this holiday season.
Nuts.com is run by a guy whose grandfather started the company.
Yeah, we talked to him, actually.
Yeah, an immigrant. Come over from Poland, make a better life for him and his family. He starts a new business, and it's a real American story.
It's true. So let's go to Ryan listening in Charleston, West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk about import tariffs because, to me, I'm a free trader and I believe in low taxes and low tariffs. And I was against the bailout to the banks and auto industry in 2008 and 2009. And it seems like tariffs have the same effect because they distort production and artificially allocate resources to different spots than they would be in a market without them. And so they almost it's like they have similar effects as bailouts. And over the centuries that they've been imposed, that they think it would have already racked up to the trillions of dollars upon consumers. But I understand that the military likes them because the more facilities that we have open here in the U.S., the more that it facilitates the interest of the military-industrial complex. But at the same time, in a way, you're slowly just robbing the consumer and taxpayer and easing the competition of domestic producers by, making in the consumer state artificially high prices on products. And you just think that I wish more of the politicians would talk about that when they talk about free trade and taxes. But
yeah, well, politicians love the idea of tariffs. It promotes, when they promote those ideas, it makes them sound like they love America, when, of course, you're right, and that tariffs actually hurt the people in this country because it limits the amount of choices that we have. We don't get the same amount of, and other regulations as well. So we don't get the same amount of automotive choices because of those things. We have to pay way more for some of the products that we get. A lot of the products in the United States, for instance, have corn syrup in them instead of sugar because of insane sugar tariffs, as I understand it. And there's just so many different stories about how people's businesses are affected by this, but they're all, they're relatively unspoken stories. It's just like, if you want to go into business in that area, you either can afford to do it or you can't. And a lot of people can't afford to do it because of the ridiculous fees that they have to pay.
Yeah, it's like, tariffs are kind of like the Reese's Pieces and the bailouts are the cups, the large, giant-type cups. Both have the same effects, and it's just, they're chipped away at and smaller.
That's an interesting way to put it, too, because a lot of the people, when they were presented with these bailouts, were against them. I remember when we were reporting on it here on Free Talk Live, the news stories were like, these congressmen were saying that they were getting 80 or 90% of the calls, emails, and snail mails that they were receiving were against the bailouts. So when people saw this issue and they really took a look at it, they knew that it was bad for them. They knew the bailouts were certainly going to be fine for the banks and the people that were receiving the bailouts, but for the rest of us, we were all getting screwed. But I think you make a great point that the tariffs in aggregate are far more damaging than the bailouts certainly were, but individually, they don't seem that way.
Right. I mean, it's just a slow poison, how long her half-life may be, if you will.
That's a great point. Anything else you want to share tonight, Ryan? Go ahead.
Just to top all off, you know, a lot of people, when you say that, they'll say, you know, you're like the classical liberals from that late 8th, 19th century that were, you know, radical and utopian idealists. But every advance in the aggregate with our economy has come with innovation and trade, and both are what, you know, maximize utility and consumption. And although there are certain forms of labor rendered obsolete because of innovation, there may be certain imbalances in the, I guess, market shares of domestic versus international producers or, you know, foreign producers, that it still is most fair to the consumer and taxpayer when you have that competition. And that's just the way the government has tried to suppress that competition and the forces of the free market and what that entails. Mm-hmm. So,
right. What the suggestion is that the you know, that somehow I or you or some politician somewhere might know better what is for some what's better for somebody's life than they do. Because when a consumer makes a decision to buy something, they're deciding, but this amount of money I have is worth less than that thing that I wish to purchase. Otherwise, they wouldn't choose to do it. If they felt like it was a unfair deal, if that the money was worth more than the thing that they needed to buy, they wouldn't make that purchase. So to suggest to that person that you know better what it is that they should purchase by artificially inflating the price and making it, therefore, something that they would be less likely to make a decision. I might buy a car if a car is worth $20,000. I'm highly unlikely to buy a car if it costs $100,000. So if you and which it does in many countries, they artificially inflate the cost of cars and people just don't have them. So, yeah, I mean, that's what that's all about.
Great call, Ryan. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number for you to join us here is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, just imagine, I mean, whoa, wouldn't it be crazy if in the so-called free country you could actually do business with people anywhere around the world without having to ask some government permission first, without having to fill out some kind of form and pay some arbitrary amount of money to some group of strangers calling themselves whatever the hell bureaucracy it is that is important? I mean, what's the name of the bureaucracy that imposes these tariffs? I don't even know. I don't do international trade like that, so I don't even know who they are.
There is some import-export organization.
Yeah. What are they called? I have no clue.
Off the top of my head, I don't know. There's so many government agencies.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, please feel free to share your thoughts. I remember just trying to get the Bitcoin vending machine down here from Canada. It was a huge ordeal. And that was just one product that I wanted to get down here. And it was just from Canada, you know?
Something you owned.
Right. I had to fill out ridiculous forms. I mean, it's not FedEx's fault. They have to have
Did
me
Canada
fill
have a problem
up.
With letting it go, or was only the United States for the problem of letting it in?
I don't think I filled any Canadian forms out, but I'm pretty sure the guy who shipped it to me did.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It was just like, basically, we just filled these forms out, crossed our fingers, and hoped that it wouldn't get bounced at the border. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries series on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.